It's Fremantle's game to lose here. Sanderland's the big fist. Oh, look at that hill. Somehow off the interchange bench and into his hands. Maybe it's Fremantle's day. Walters is on. Hill keeps going. This to send them into a home preliminary final for the first time in their history. Frio are at home in the second last week of the season.
Hello and welcome to Talking Frio. I'm Ben.
And I'm Harry.
That intro was Stephen Hill kicking the sealer against Geelong in the 2013 Grand Final, running off the bench.
In today's episode, we will be talking about the trade period and the draft as it is fast approaching. As the trade period has just wrapped up a couple of weeks ago, how do you think we went then?
Well, considering we lost both our wingers and arguably some of our best players, I think Bell minimised the damage extremely well. There was also a lot of doubt about Bell during the trade, especially when reports that he turned down picks 6 and 58 for Brad Hill.
On that note, what did we gain and lose this trade period?
So we gained picks 10, 22, 58, 69 and 79, a future second and a future third, James Aish and Blake Akers. And the outs were Ed Langdon, Brad Hill, picks 26, future third, future fourth, and the two picks from the Saints trade.
Just talk about Akers. He went pick 19 in the 2013 draft. I don't think St Kilda really utilised him very well. They moved him around. If you look at his stats, when he was on the wing, averaged 22 disposals, and then they moved him, he averaged 18 now. What do you think
of that? Yeah, they tried to use him as a more of a lockdown player, which I don't think best suited him. I think in some of the interviews we saw him saying that the role that Justin Longmuir advertised to him before the trade, he really liked it. So I think it's probably going to be on the wing, and I think that's where Blake Akers does his best footy and obviously loves it on the wing.
So we also bought in Aish, which I think is a really good pickup. He went pick 7 in the 2013 draft. So two people from the 2013 draft we bring in. Aish plays half back and wing. Longmuir really liked him as a player at Collingwood. He only missed games because of injury.
Injury, yeah.
So he also said he likes the role he's been given. So I reckon Akers and Aish will be our two wingers next year.
You think Aish will be the winger as well?
I reckon Aish will play partly on the wing and then go half back as a rest.
Oh, he's a very courageous player as well, which we need. He's only 23 and this is his third club in 6 years, so he's been around. I hope Fremantle is more of a stable club for him and he can find his role just in his spot right from the start. The listed free agency is about to kick off. The Tigers have delisted Connor Menindue, which we talked about a few podcasts ago, a likely pickup for Freo. What do you think about that?
I think we'll definitely pick up Connor Menindue. Doesn't cost us anything. Can go on the wing. Hasn't played much footy at the Tigers lately because of their very strong team. And he's played VFL, won the grand final of VFL. Runs all day. I can be a great pickup. And for free, there's no real damage coming in if you get it for free. So,
and our do listments, obviously, Ballantyne,
Nyehouse,
Harley Bennell, and Scotty Jones as the do listments, and the retired being Aaron Sutherland, Shane Kirsten, and Ballantyne. Do you think any clubs will pick any of those players up?
Bennell looks like he'd be going to Sydney, and Scott Jones will find the club, but I don't really know who's interested in him because he hasn't really played for us, hasn't really shown much. So Ballantyne is looking for another club, but it's been put down as retired, but is actually looking for another club. Yep. And he's 50-50, I reckon. He's knocking on in age and he's slowing down his actual speed. So it's hard to say where they're going to go except for Bennell.
I'm hoping Nyehouse finds another club. I really I really liked him. I think he showed glimpses of promise, I think, against North Melbourne in his first game. Kicked four, was it?
Won us the game
in his first, in his debut game.
We could redraft Nyhouse in the rookie draft that's coming up, because we've done that. We did that last year.
Ethan Hughes.
We seem to just do that with every year of players. Yeah. And look at what Ethan Hughes has done this year. He's come back really strong and solidified his position at halfback in that very solid back line that we've got, which most players are struggling to get into, only got in through injury.
So I think that's I think it's good how there's competition for spots. I think that's obviously what Richmond have done well for the last few years. Like, was it? Camden McIntosh didn't even
get... He played for half the season. Then Sydney Stack and Marlon Pickett basically just kicked him out of the team.
Yeah.
And Merridew, he's a good player and he's been delisted from Richmond. Yeah. So we need to become the next Richmond.
Yeah, hopefully that's the case. Lloyd Meek has just re-signed. What do you think about that?
Oh, obviously he hasn't played for us, so don't really know what he actually is as a player, but obviously, with only having Lobb and Darcy next year, unless we draft Jackson, he's probably going to get a game next year in the ruck, so we'll be able to see what he's like and how much potential he has.
At the moment, he's probably just a depth player. I don't know. I'd like to see him get a game and see what he's got, but I can't see that happening anytime soon, if I'm honest.
There's also been reports about Sam Sturt and Luke Leventi are looking to finally get their third game next year.
Yeah, like I was obviously Sam Sturt injured for most of the year last year, but when he played, he showed great
aspects.
Yeah. Even in last year's draft, I think he got added late to the combine. No one knew about him until probably...
He was playing cricket.
Yeah.
He was playing under-19s cricket.
And then switched.
And then somehow became a really good player.
And was our 17th
pick.
Highest draft pick. And Luke Valente.
He looked strong.
Apparently, look, Peter Bell said there was an absolute steal for, was it pick?
30-something last year. But he looked strong, right? He's got... is like muscle everywhere. He could be a really big inside mid for us. Like when Fife needs to have a rest, he could probably go in and just body everyone.
I think this year, Andrew Brayshaw is really going to take the next step up.
Yeah, because you could see that from this year, how much he jumped from his first year to his second. I reckon he's going to be a star when he's older.
I think, was that against the Bulldogs? Yeah, it was.
He played really well against the Bulldogs.
Excellent game. I think it was best game ever. Like 4 goals. That wasn't a great team performance by the boys, but he was
a standout
in that game.
He's going to bring lots of Brownlow votes to the Dockers in future years, I reckon.
Take a few off Fife.
He could take a few off Fife. I don't think Fife would be very happy about that, though.
I think Fife just cares about the premiership at the moment.
Yeah, he really wants a premiership.
He's already got two.
We've got to nail this draft if you want to get one and Fife's playing time.
All right, draft coming up after this. As the draft's approaching on November 27 and November 28, we have decided to run a fan phantom draft on our Instagram. And so pretty much we put a poll on our story of who you think we will select at our different picks, and you vote, and that's your phantom draft. So a couple of days ago, we did pick 7, and you guys voted for Luke Jackson, WA Ruckman, handy that he supports Freo as well, so... it could be a good if Sean Darcy gets injured, as we've already established that Rory Lobb prefers to play forward and not really the ruck role. What do you think about that, Harry?
I think Luke Jackson would be a very good pickup. I don't know if we'll pick him at 7. If we're going to pick him, it has to be in the top 10 because he's going to go early. I don't know if he makes it to 7 because GWS are interested.
Yep. And
so if we don't pick him at 7, Carlton will take him at 9. So it's a risky game, but I think Luke Jackson will be a very good pick no matter where we get him.
The fans have selected at pick 10, Robertson.
Robertson is a great player, hard nut next to Law. 184 centimetres, 81 kilos. He just doesn't care about getting injured. He just gets the ball, helps the team. I think that'd be a really good pick.
In the under-18s carnival, he obviously captained Western Australia to the premiership and averaged 30 disposals and 5 clearances. And he's a great in and under mid, so it could be a very handy pickup for our midfield.
Yeah, that's also with competing with the likes of Trent Rivers, who got like 20 disposals as well. So like to get 30 disposals in that WA team alone was a very good achievement.
Yep. Currently, as of the 26th of October, we have a poll out for where you think the Liam Henry bid will come on. That's on Instagram, talking_, for and that's closing letter tonight. So at the moment, it's looking like pick 17.
Pick 17, Geelong. So that'd be interesting. It's very close, this poll. It's like one or two votes between 17 and 13. So make sure you get your vote in before tonight, and then we'll announce the winner or the pick.
Yep, and pick 22 will be coming out in the following days, and probably next 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, you think next couple days.
We've also made one of our phantom drafts, and I'll let you explain that, Harry.
Yeah, so basically we've got we've made a draft and pick. Basically, I've started with pick 7, obviously, because the first pick, and I've got Devon Robertson at 7, obviously, because great player, can run all day, hard nut, all that, like we said before. So pick 7, I think it's right for him, especially with Melbourne interesting with him at 8. I don't know if he makes it past 8 and gets to 10. We won't have him at 10. He won't be available.
Yep.
So that's why I've selected him at pick 7. What do you think of that, Ben?
No, I think that's a good selection. Like you said, he's pretty much guaranteed to go in the top 10, and I think he'd be way too risky to let two clubs have the opportunity to get him before us, as we've got pick 10. So I think I'd be happy with using pick 7 on Devon. So I'd be definitely happy with that.
All right, so now on to pick 10. Now, this is surprising for most Freo fans out there, as I haven't gone with the ruckman Luke Jackson, as I think he will either go at 6 to GWS or he will be taken at 9 by Carlton before our pick 10. So instead, I've picked Dylan Stevens from South Australia. I think even though we brought in Lockie Akers and Ash, I think Stevens can also go on the wing and run all day compared to Gaff, who's a really good player. So that's why I've chosen him at 10.
Pick 18, we've got the Liam Henry matching bid.
So I've mentioned what we've done for the bid. We've given up pick 22 and gotten pick 68 back as well.
They're from Port Adelaide?
Yeah, from Port Adelaide.
They're keen for some small forwards. Supposedly trying to chase Orazio Fantasia, and
didn't work. They obviously want to get someone else now. I don't think they'll pick Liam Henry at 12, though. So I think that's why they'll use pick 18 on him. And now we have another trade for to move up the draft order to select Elijah Taylor at pick 36. So we've given up a future second and pick 58 to get this.
36.
To get 36.
From Geelong?
From Geelong, yeah. Because I was thinking about it, and Geelong need tools, right? They don't need the ruckman, and there's no risk really going for one later in the draft where most of them are. So they might be happy of pick 58 as future second for 36.
Obviously, Smith has just gone back to Gold Coast, so that's their probably main ruckman gone. So they are chasing Tolles.
And Elijah Taylor was training with the Dockers towards the end of the year. Obviously not in the Next Generation Academy, but I think that could be a reason we try to trade up to get him.
Handy pickup. Pick 68, you've got Sam Phillip. Talk us through that one.
Well, he's a very strong player who can run most day, like not all day, but he can go half back and mid. Gets quite a few disposals when he's out there, but was a late addition to the combine. That's why I think he'll go later than what people expect him to, because obviously if he wasn't expected to go to the combine, clubs don't rate him too highly. And I think pick 68 is the perfect position to pick up a player.
Important to mention there, we don't actually currently hold picks 68. That was just earlier in pick Liam 18.
Henry bid.
Yep, with Port Adelaide, so if that happens.
Pick 69, Ben Sokol from Subiaco, was named the best player in the grand final a month ago.
Yep.
Very good player, can play key forward, basically. I was just thinking with the injuries we had, he'd be a good pickup as like a depth player, making sure when we have injuries, we've got someone to fill the role of like Hogan if he gets injured again. So I just thought that'd be a good pickup.
Getting into the later picks at pick 79, who have you got there?
Tyrone Thorne. He's a small forward from WA. Kicked 16 goals in the 8 games he played at Colts, or something ridiculous like that. He's not expected to go high in the draft, but I reckon there's no risk taking him in late. He also broke Stephen Hill's record, 11-year record at the combine with agility tests and all that. So I think he's compared to Eddie Betts.
Yep.
So I think that could be a really good pickup, especially late. There's no risk in taking a player like him right in the draft.
So I think, obviously we've focused on the WA talent, and I think that's extremely important, as we've seen in the last few years, how many players been trying to move home, and we've lost some of our best players just from that reason. So if we do take WA talent as much as we can, that obviously minimises the risk of them moving for family reasons.
That's another reason I chose Dylan Stevens at 10 as the player not from WA, because South Australia is obviously closer to WA than the eastern states. So I think he's less likely to go home, because if you see the South Australians, they seem to like staying in WA.
Yeah. Obviously, one of the most famous South Australian recruits is Pav, and he was
absolute legend.
His mum didn't want him to go, and wrote out his career at Freo, and he absolutely loved it.
Got us to our first grand final. Great player.
Great to the club.
If we didn't have Pav, I don't know where our club would be right now.
Nice.
And I've also decided to pass pick 83. Not worth picking. If we were going to pick anything, I think we'd pick Ryan Bunnell.
Yeah.
Another
Bunnell.
High risk, high reward player.
Yeah, so obviously the fixtures come out next week for the 2020 season. We'll probably make a podcast and do some sort of a preview prediction for the 2020 season.
Yeah, so I'm actually hoping that the AFL gives us a Friday night game this year. Obviously, Barlow stated that we deserve one. He's like, every team needs experience of a Friday night game. So hopefully we get more night games. I don't know if we will, because obviously we didn't finish very well on that high on the ladder.
We only got 4 this year, and hopefully the AFL sees that we actually can play exciting footy. Like the first, before the bye, we were in the A. We were coming with 6.
Hopefully the appointment of Longmuir actually helps that. They think, oh, they're actually going to play attacking footy this year instead of being defensive the whole game.
Maybe a Collingwood Freo Friday night game, or a West Coast Freo and the Derby Friday night game.
Yeah, the Derby. I reckon both Derbies Friday. Or there were night games this year, but Friday night sounds a lot better.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, talking_Freo, for all the latest Fremantle news.
Next week on the podcast, we'll be covering the 2020 season predictions as fixtures come out. Make sure to listen. See you then.